following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Hey there, and happy Monday. Steve and Luke with you on April 12th here. It's September in April. At least that's what it feels like for so many families across San Diego, as tens of thousands of students are going to be returning to physical classrooms today for the first time in more than a year. Yeah, today marks the first day of widespread in-person learning for a bunch of local school districts. This includes our county's largest school district, San Diego Unified, also our largest elementary-only district, Chula Vista Elementary School District, as well as the San Ysidro School District and the Sweetwater Union High School District, all returning students to campuses. So good luck to all you families out there this morning. This Thursday, by the way, everyone age 16 and older in California will be eligible to get the vaccine. Some counties and cities are ahead of the state's timeline, however. Starting tomorrow, actually, vaccine sites in the city of Los Angeles will be open to anyone over 16. Other counties like Riverside, Kern, Santa Clara, and Fresno are already vaccinating that group. Meantime, if you've had trouble getting a vaccine appointment, there is a drop-in first-come, first-served clinic today in the South Bay to talk about here. They have 800 doses at the Border View YMCA in Otay Mesa for today and tomorrow. Also, there will be 600 more doses available tomorrow at the Mountain View Educational Complex. Both clinics, by the way, open from 9:30 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon, or as long as the supplies last. Let's take a look at hospitalizations right now across San Diego County. Obviously, it's such a key metric that impacts California opening up in June, as we've heard from Governor Newsom saying that we need to stay on track with hospitalizations. And we're looking good. As of the last update, let's see. 159 patients hospitalized right now in San Diego County. For reference, back in January, there were more than 1,700 people in the hospital. Let's talk about your Monday forecast. Say good morning to Sheena.
Good Monday morning. We have maybe a little bit of patchy fog across parts of the county this morning. Otherwise, we have a lot of cloud cover for the coast and the inland valley, so gray skies for much of the county early. Otherwise, this afternoon, it is going to be clearing up a little bit more for the inland valleys. Inland will become mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Some of the clouds along the coast may be pretty stubborn today with highs in the mid-60s, so the coastline may be mostly cloudy for most of the day today. Wave heights along the beaches pretty low today, around 1 to 3 feet, lower risk of rip currents. For late tonight, we could see a few areas of drizzle start to form near the coast and the inland valleys, and we certainly could see this again Tuesday morning, so we may have some drizzle or maybe a light shower around early Tuesday morning. Stephen?
Sheena, thanks. It is a big day at SeaWorld today as the rides and roller coasters are coming back to life at the park. With San Diego County in the orange tier, SeaWorld says popular rides like the Electric Eel, Tentacle Twirl, and the Sea Dragon Drop will be in action. For now, only California residents are allowed into theme parks, and tickets do have to be purchased ahead of time. San Diego Restaurant Week is officially back, and I know a lot of restaurant owners and employees hit hard by the pandemic are hoping this is going to be one more thing to boost sales. Kicked off yesterday with more than 100 restaurants participating. They're offering multiple course meals at a discounted price. If you're not familiar with how this goes, Restaurant Week runs now through next Sunday. And for more details, we have those for you on who's participating. Just go to NBC7.com. Fun story here. When Padres pitcher El Cajon native Joe Musgrove threw the franchise's first ever no-hitter Friday night. That was fun, wasn't it? Not only did it send the Friar faithful into a frenzy, apparently it was also a big game-changer for his parents' business. They own Cafe Adesso out in Alpine, and this weekend, the shop saw nonstop customers coming by, many just wanting to celebrate the iconic moment with him, which is of course, pretty cool. By the way, with all this restaurant talk, need to mention our latest episode of the Scene in San Diego podcast is out and ready for you to listen to. The episode has a breakdown of how the new Orange Tier rules do impact restaurants across our county. Also, a closer look at some of the new spots that have somehow managed to open up during the pandemic. Search Scene in San Diego wherever you listen to your podcasts, including Apple and Spotify. Hope you have a great Monday. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.